This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. We're in our second of four programs on the first signs of spring, or getting started again. Last time we talked about first growth, how it doesn't show at first and then bursts forth into whatever, leaves or blossoms. We also talked about how pruning the plant, and maybe ourselves, allowed for further balanced growth. How's your pruning coming? Are you ready to burst forth into bloom? Today, I want to talk about first smells, when the blossoms first come out. We're in the center of the Blossom Trail in California. We're the largest agricultural center in the world, they say. And the blossoms cover thousands of acres, and people come from all over the world to ride in buses through the fields and look at all the different colors of the blossoms, just for about a 2 or 3 week period. And everything is different, and everything smells different. But it looks like snow. It looks like snow on the trees, and it looks like snow on the ground as the blossoms fall after the blossoms are pollinated. It's really pretty, and it really smells. When I drive through the orchards, as the rows of fruit trees are called, doesn't matter how fast I'm going, I can still smell them, and especially I can smell the orange blossoms. There is nothing more wonderful than the air permeated with orange blossoms. I was thinking that the fragrance, this first smell, brings the promise of the first fruit. And so in a way, the first smell is a first fruit. In order to give fragrance out, the blossom must first bloom. It says to the world in general, but especially to the honeybee in particular, that I'm ready to be pollinated, which starts the fruit forming and growing. All of that preparation must happen to get to the fruit. Flower, smell, no pollination, no fruit. Think of pollination as interaction. The bee, looking for nectar which it needs to survive, brings pollen that gets stuck on its body from one flower to another, or one part of the flower to another apart. And this fertilizes the flower and pollination occurs. Wow, that's a lot to think about. Getting started again well has a lot of prep to it. We store energy, guts, fortitude, and then flower. But during that blooming, if you will, the fragrance of the fruit appears, sort of like showing us that we've made progress so far. So when I sit in the orchards and I smell that, I think, wow, you know what? Everything worked together. The tree didn't die in the winter cold. The blossoms formed and bloomed and weren't knocked off by rain at the wrong time. And the fragrance flowed forward. And if you walk amongst those branches, you hear all this buzzing. The bees are at their high point of their lives. They're collecting nectar and pollinizing like crazy. And it's like a motor running. So if we see that fragrance is a marker that progress has been made so far, we can see that in our lives as well. Pollination, our ideas, thoughts, and goals, interact with others if they are like honeybees to us. And then we continue to develop and grow and bear fruit. So how about you? Have you thought about what sorts of fruit you want to bear this year? What sorts of things are going on in your life? Have you had any storms? Has rain knocked the buds off? Have different things happened which have caused you to start growing out of balance? While some things may not come to the same level of fruition, if you will, there's no time like the present to start over if you have to. Certainly, my metaphor of fruit and growth doesn't flow well when there are difficulties. but it's never too late to start down the right path. So as you think about this year, how are you doing with your pollination? Do you have the honeybees of interpersonal relationship around you that your ideas are allowed to grow and develop in this interpersonal arena, this community of whatever, of work, of faith, of living, that allows you to hear other people's viewpoints, to see different parts of your world and your experience, and from that construct the best fruit for you? It's not rocket science, it's community. And as we look at that, how we need community more and more, I think we'll see some ways to focus on getting what we need. The tree sitting there by itself, shut down, if you will, drawing nutrients out of the earth, is like an island unto itself. It doesn't need anybody right at the moment. It may need the husbandman or the farmer to help with pruning in order to produce the best fruit. But it's perfectly content just to be quiet, wintering over, hardening up, firming up the last year's growth so that it can hold the fruit of next year. But once it throws all caution to the wind, once it becomes vulnerable and shows its fresh new leaves, its blossoms, it needs others. It needs others in terms of honeybees in order to get pollinated, to start fruit. And it needs others in other ways that I'll talk about later. But as you look at this, think about, have you smelled the fragrance of the blossoms which symbolize progress thus far, which symbolize the fruits that are yet to come? Would you know progress if you saw it? Do you need help from somebody to help you see if you're on the right path? Spend some time this week thinking through arenas of progress, of community, and see what you can do to keep going on the right path. The fruit is a ways off. The setting of the fruit, as they call it, after the blossoms, is real close. There's no time like the present to make adjustments. And with other people's help, you can make the progress that you're being led to. Have a great week. Enjoy. Try and find some fragrances to smell. Even if it's flowers in the supermarket or wherever it is, think about progress when you smell the flowers. Enjoy yourselves. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.